You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Now to look at what's happening on the rest of the continent, as we always do. A very good morning to you, Crystal. World Health Organization is suspending all anti-Ebola efforts in the DRC because of violence there.
Good morning, Bongani. Yes, can you imagine fighting between these different militia groups near to one of the major centers? Saw WHO evacuating staff because it was running battles. And then, of course, they had to make a decision. Does it close indefinitely or do they reopen? So, in fact, by yesterday, they had reopened because they said, look, you know, with the death toll at more than 300, more than 200, more people coming and reporting that there is the virus, they could not close for that long. But it's really been, the situation is deteriorating, Bongani, because we know a few weeks ago the same had to happen. They had to close due to the violence. And then, unfortunately, it's also been a bloody week. We saw 7 UN peacekeepers and 12 Congolese soldiers also being killed during an operation against the rebels. And so there's been different gun battles where, soldiers are simply protecting the health centers. And so, of course, there's an open call and there's a real plea that from the health officials, from government of the DRC and, of course, WHO, that the rebels provide a secure access for all health workers to actually treat the affected population, Bongani.
I mean, it's an absolute horror one, particularly because the emotions get so high when it comes to this issue. The other thing that, of course, they're talking about medical situations is that fake drugs continue to kill tens of thousands across our continent.
Yes, Bongani. So, in fact, they say that it's really having a devastating impact on people. For instance, fake malaria drugs kill between 64,000 and 158,000. And Bongani, I saw it firsthand across my travels on the continent, especially in Dakar. I was always shocked and amazed how you could find the latest antibiotics, malaria drugs, or any, particular drugs that only a pharmacist should be giving you. You could find it on any street corner or at a local spaza shop. And I was always quite shocked about it. And now, actually, an EU-funded report that was released a few days ago told us that thousands of people are dying due to counterfeit and fake drugs. And they say these drugs come from China, India, Pakistan, Uruguay, and the UK, and it's often deadly. And so WHO also said that half of all the fake drugs are low quality, and we can find it here on the continent. And that these counterfeits, of course, also, it's preying on the poor, and it's actually a trade worth $200 billion, Bongani. So now we can also see why those who've been charged don't want to stop it. And it's a very lucrative trade. And so we see that it's, of course, also threatening the pharmaceutical sector because, these drugs are toxic, it's ineffective, and then it causes a more sickly population. And so, of course, in West Africa, Ivory Coast and Nigeria, for instance, they have had several raids and confiscated hundreds of tons of fake drugs. But I suspect, given, say, for instance, just in Zimbabwe, Bongani, given that medicines are almost now impossible to find, can you imagine the potential dangers of fake drugs arriving in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, some of those names are not surprising. Maybe Palestine, but gosh, it's a real problem. Crystal Audison there with this morning's Africa Report.